Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Well, top stocks of 2024, like Palantir and Vista and NVIDIA, United Airlines, will they have similar success this year?
I think Palantir would do great, even though I'm not theoretically. Shout out to Alex. Love Alex. Big fan of Peter intellectually. Palantir would do great. NVIDIA would do great, of course. Vistra, I don't think they have the same year that they did in 2024. I don't care if United Airlines goes up 7,000%.
I'm with you.
I don't give a. You could put Elon on every flight with me, and I fly UAL all the time. To me, okay. United Airlines is uninvestable. So that's a hard. That's if we bring back dead or alive, they'll always be dead to me. GEV will be okay.
Yeah,
but I think out of this category, the only two that have the same year or better will be Palantir and NVIDIA. And I think Palantir, NVIDIA, and the real Starlink, that is going to end up being like the new war index when all of those are publicly traded, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you on United Airlines. Palantir, yes. I'm questioning.
Why?
And I think it's relative, right? If we're talking about having the same year or something similar, you're talking about 278% increase.
Well, yeah, that's going to be tough to pull off. Right? So, I can see a world where they do 100%.
But we just got to keep things in perspective, right?
Perspective.
Like, well, it didn't get to 250%. Yeah, well, that doesn't usually happen, right? So, like, if it does 70% next year, that's an amazing year. If it does 40%, that's still a really good year. I've been noticing a lot of selling off happening in Palantir from execs, from CEO. And I know, obviously, what Palantir does, and we spoke about this for the past 2 years, especially when we were out in Davos, and we went to Palantir, and I'm like, wait, what they're doing?
Collecting information.
Yeah, I don't think people really have a clear understanding of what this means, especially when an agency like that is artificial intelligence, working with the government, surveillance, all that tied into one. I don't think people really have an understanding of it. But I put a question mark just because of the selling off from a lot of the execs. Obviously, you're going to take profits when this company runs up. So question mark on that. Vistra, I think, is going to have another strong year. And again, relative, right? This is the largest return on the S&P 500 last year. But I think it has another strong year because the AI demand is not going anywhere.
No, it's only going to increase.
It's only going to increase. And they were in prime position to benefit from that increase. When you're talking about energy for data centers, I think they stay for the same reason that GEV stays, right? That energy consumption and efficiency to power data centers, which will in turn power the AI revolution. So I like both Vistra and GEV and NVIDIA, of course, right? If it has, so if NVIDIA, I mean, if it does 60%, I still think it's a great year. It's at a $3 trillion company. If it grows by 15%, that's a really solid number. So question mark Palantir, Vistra, GEV, NVIDIA for sure, United Airlines. You can have it.
Yeah, I know we touched on it quickly, but what did you think about what Jensen said at CES?
In terms of quantum computing?
Quantum computing, that was a hot take, but I agree. Yeah. And the overall presentation on NVIDIA making PCs and Blackwell.
Yeah, when I was watching it, a couple of things were interesting. Number one, I heard what I thought would happen in the presentation when he's talking about memory and Micron being a partner there. That was exciting news. When I heard him coming into the CPU space, I was like, okay, well, that's AMD space now. So, again, I know that there's some family ties there, but this is like, nah, we've come to take it all. This is not a laughing matter. Like, we're coming to conquer everything. So we're already dominating GPUs, and now we're coming. I know you thought we forgot about gaming, but no. Here's what we're doing for gaming, and we're coming back for your CPU market as well. So that was interesting. So watching AMD, I was like, oh man, this is not something.
But can you have it all? I mean, I'll ask you, Troy and Rashad, can a company dominate both sectors? Because at some point, your attention has to go somewhere.
And I think that's the interesting part. Right, because yes, you can be great at some things, you just can't be great at everything. And they're great at the GPUs. It's been well documented. In fact, their market share will dictate that. If they start focusing on lesser tier things, CPUs, and
mistake,
because the price points aren't going to be the same. But what you really want to do is stomp out the competition, who is now taking the lead, right? Intel falls, AMD takes over. They announced their product.
Distant cousin.
Family ties.
Family ties. Right? They announced the M, I think it's the M300, and then NVIDIA has this whole, the first 15 minutes is not even talking about what they're doing in AI. It's about, yo, this is what we're coming to put inside of the computers and for gaming. And I was like, damn. Then I'm watching him present it. I'm like, did he rehearse this? Did he like look at the slides? So the presentation part was a little tricky for me. And then obviously the quantum computing part was like, okay, what are we watching here? Is he setting this up for a pullback in this space because they're innovating and they're not ready to release that? And then obviously you saw what happened with the quantum computing stocks the next day. They all dropped. Some of them have recovered a little bit, but that was a hefty pullback. in that space. And you said 20 to 30 years, right? And then you had a couple of CEOs from the quantum space say, nah, he's off. He's throwing you off. In fact, if he's talking about it, that means that they're working on it and they're not far from revealing what they've done, which sounds more like tech CEOs. They're not working on it and saying, hey, we're 30 years away. They're trying to figure out how to innovate faster than the competition.
I mean, and I'll say this again. I like that the quantum stocks rose, but when Google hasn't put out a demo of Willow yet, I don't think QUBTS, whoever, has the solution, and Google has not figured it out. But Rashad, if I'm your distant cousin, you're going to stomp me out if I'm AMD?
Stomp you out.
No, I'm just saying they don't, you know, it's one of these things. They didn't even know each other until they was like 40 years old.
But they know each other now.
40 years. They were like, we didn't grow up listening.
I didn't really know you, but I know you now.
It's different.
It's a fact.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.